Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Maaser Sheni Parakei Mishnah Yud Gimel and Mishnah Yud Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama Shnei Avin Aliyah and Beschos Rachel Basav Argitol and Daniel Elias Ben Spari Rachel. They should be gebenched with Zer Shal Kayama Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Yud Gimel concludes the explanation of Vidui Maaseres. The pasuk tells us Hashkifa Mamayin Kach Chamin Hashemayim. And what are we saying by having this pasuk in Vidui Maaseres? Asinu Masha Gazarta Aleinu. We did that which you decreed on us. You gave us mitzvahs to do, and we kept those mitzvahs. So Afata Asay Mashiv Tachtanu. You also have to do that which you promised us, Hashem. And what is it that we're asking Hashem to do? Hashkifa m'ma'ayin kachacham en ha-shamayim. Gaze down from your holy abode, Shamayim, uvarich ha-samcha Yisrael, and bless your people, Yisrael. What are we asking Hashem to bless us with? Bebanim u'banais, with sons and daughters. We continue in the pasuk, ve'eso adam asher nesata lanu, and the land which you gave us. What are we asking Hashem to bless the land with? Betal u'matar, with dew and with rain, u'bevaldeis behema, and that our animals should have offspring. Kasher nishbat alaveisenu, like you promised our forefathers. Eretz zavas chalvud vash, a land flowing with milk and honey. What exactly do we want that for? Kadesha titein tam beperis. If the land is flowing with milk and honey, that means that the fruit and the produce that grows in the land is going to have a delicious taste. And now moving on to Mishnah Yud Daled, continuing to explain this last part of the pasuk, Mikan Amru, from here, Chazal said, Yisrael u'mamzerim misvadim. A Yisrael and a mamzer who's Yisrael, they can both say vidoy maisres, avol loy gerim v'loy avadim meshuchrarim. But a ger cannot say it, and an eved who's meshuchrar, which means a person who used to be a non-Jew, and he was a slave, and then he was freed by his master, so then he became a Jew, he's also not allowed to say Vidui Maaseres. Why not? She'ein lehem chelek ba'aretz. That's because neither of these people have an official portion in Eretz Yisrael. They became a Yid, that's a beautiful thing, but since they're not officially part of any Shevet, they don't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael, so they can't say Ve'esu adam asher nesata lanu, and the land which you gave us, because they didn't get any portion of the land. Now Amir of Meir says, Af lo kehanim u'levim. Kehanim and Levim also can't say Vidui Maaseres, she'loi natu chelek ba'aretz, because they also didn't get a portion of the land. We know that the Kehanim and Levim didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, so they can't say Ve'esu adam asher nesata lanu. However, Rabbi Yossi argues the Rav Meir, and he says, Yesh lehem arei migrash. We know that the Torah tells us that after the land is apportioned, we have to give a certain part of land which is located outside of the city. That land has to be given to the Levim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that's considered like Levim are receiving a portion of the land, so they are able to say Vidui Maaseres. Rav Meir just argues, and he says that even though they are receiving these arei migrash, that's not something that Hashem is giving them. Hashem said that Am Yisrael has to give it to them, but it wasn't given to them like Klal Yisrael got their portion of the land, and that's why we have this machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the very last mission of Maseches Maaser Sheni and the very first mission of Maseches Challah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.